How you doing, Romeo?
I'm good.
As a coordinator, have you ever had a defense that finished number one?
Not that I can recall. You know, I've been part of some good defenses, but I'd have to go back and look at all the stats to know for sure.
What would it mean to you to have a defense that finished number one?
Well, it would mean that the players have picked up on the system. They give good effort. They learn the game plan. They execute the game plan, and that would be special. I don't know if it's been done here before or not, but if we can finish number one, and we are the ones in the history of the franchise that can get it done, I mean, that would be pretty special.
It hasn't been done here.
Okay.
Over the last eight games, you've given up 68 yards a game rushing and two rushing touchdowns. Murray had two. They had 132, I think, against you. Mm-hmm. What is it fun as a coach to go up against a team kind of old-fashioned football that runs as much as they do?
If you can stop them, it is. You know, when your guys are able to execute the game plan and have success, then that's when it's the most fun, you know. But they have made a commitment to running the football. And like you say, the last time it was 130-some yards. And so we are going to have to do a lot better than we did the last time against them. And I'm sure that they will feel like that they will be able to run since they did it the last time. So we're going to have to go out there and see what we can get done. Hopefully we can continue on what we've been doing lately. And then I think that will help us trying to win the game.
Coach, how much pride do you take in the defense being number one, despite all the injuries that you had, no J.J. Watt, just everything that you guys have to deal with throughout the season?
I'm not a stat guy. I mean, the only stat that's really important is the one loss stat. And making the playoffs, that's really important, okay? Now, if you're number one and don't make the playoffs, what good does it do you, all right? So, but I know that stats, some portion of the stats can help your team. You know, if you can get off the field on third down, if you can stop the run, you know, if you can pressure the quarterback, things like that are important. And you talk to the guys about trying to do those things. but I've mentioned it once that we are the number one unit in the NFL right now. And when I mentioned it in reference to an 86-yard touchdown. You know, five-yard pass that turned into an 86-yard touchdown, and that shouldn't happen to a number one defense. And so that's the only time that I've ever mentioned it. And I don't know what they think about it because I haven't asked them about it, and we're just preparing to try to win a game. And so that's the way I see it, and that's the way I look at it.
But just the fact that, you know, do you take maybe a little bit extra pride that you've been able to do this without Watt and just without all the injury and with all the injuries that you guys have had to deal with this year?
I tell you, they don't care. I mean, it's did you win or did you lose? And they don't put an asterisk beside it. Excuse me. They don't put an asterisk beside it to say, oh, well, Watt didn't play this game or Watt didn't play that game or they had three injuries this game. They don't do that. They said, do you win or do you lose? And if you win, you give yourself a chance to win the division and go to the playoffs. And so that's been our goal all year, is to try to win the division and make it to the playoffs and then see what we can do there.
You said they made a commitment to Titans to run. Did you make a commitment to stop the run after that Denver game?
Well, sure, we had to. I mean, I've made a commitment all year to stop the run. I just didn't do it very well early on, you know, and as we've talked in here, I think that the kids understand the system better. They understand their responsibilities within the scheme. They are more cognizant about the gap responsibilities. We've been tackling better than we did early on. And so all of those things, you know, have helped us stop the run.
How did you do it, though? It was a quick turnaround. All those things you're just talking about, you're getting pounded there for several weeks in a row, and then boom, it's over.
Well, it's a thin line in this business, John. It's a thin line between good and bad, you know. And sometimes if one guy makes a mistake, it impacts the unit, because if the guy hits the right hole, he's going to gain yards, all right? Sometimes the guy makes a mistake and other guys can cover it up. And if they cover it up, then a run might be a 3-yard gain rather than a 15-yard gain, you know. And so I think, you know, all of those things have happened during the course of this year. And early on, because we had new people, they didn't know the system, didn't know exactly where they fit, it hurt us. But now we've gotten better. Technique is better. Knowledge of responsibilities are better. And we're playing better.
Coach, with y'all guys already being locked into a playoff position, do you have to guard against any kind of letdown or anything on the defensive end?
Well, I hope not, but, you know, human nature says sometimes you might want to relax, but we can't let them relax, and we've been on them about winning the game, preparing hard, doing what you have to do to win so that we can have a 10-win season, so that we can be undefeated in the division and all of those things. You know, just remind them of the importance of the game and that it counts and it means something.
Romeo, could you talk about last year? Y'all signed Demps early in training camp, and he's so much better than he had been here before. Now he's got off to a slow start, and he's played really well again. Could you talk about his performance and what he means to your defense?
Well, he's an important piece in the unit because, you know, the safety position, you have to make adjustments. You have to communicate, get everybody on the same page, and Quentin has been able to do that for us. And so not only that, he's been a solid tackler, you know, from his position. And so I think that that has made him a more important piece to the puzzle. But he relates well to the guys on the unit. They appreciate him for what he brings to the table, and he's been good for us this year.
Is he, considering you got Corey Moore back there, undrafted free agent, Allen is 7th-round pick, does he have time to do what he's supposed to do and help them?
He's been able to, you know. I don't think he's been overburdened with trying to help them come along, you know. And I think those other guys have tried to work to make his job easier so that they don't have to count on him as much. Because if they know what to do, you know, then it's just okay, or we check mark this adjustment, we check mark that adjustment. And he doesn't have to tell people to, you take that guy, you know, because I'm here, or you go to this part of the field, you know. And so he doesn't have to do as much of that.
Are his interceptions being in the right place at the right time, or when you go back and analyze them, is he making really good plays to get in the right spot?
Well, generally, you know, if you're in the right spot or put yourself close to the right spot, you're doing what you're supposed to do. Then sometimes, you know, the ball is going to come to you. Just like the interception the other day, got tipped, and he was there, you know, and was able to make the play. and any time we can intercept it or get a turnover, that's good for us. And I'm telling you the truth. I mean, whether he was in the right spot or not, I appreciate the turnover. And if he's not in the right spot, then we correct him afterwards.
I got one more question. You started 20 different players on defense. You started 14 combinations. You played without Watt, Kevin Johnson. What does it say about the guys you put on the field and the coaches that you guys are able to be number one despite all that?
Well, I think the coaches are a very good group of coaches. They're conscientious. They're hardworking. They relate well to the players, and they get the players to play, you know. And then, likewise, the players listen and pay attention and then try to do what they've been coached to do. And as a result of it, you know, when we put a guy in there, I tell them all the time, I said, when you go into the game, you are a starter, you know. And you're expected to know what to do, expected to perform like a starter, and because the whole unit depends on it. And so those guys have taken that to heart, and when they go in, you know, they perform, they do the best they can, and so far it's been pretty good for us.